We're learning Masechtas Sachem Daflam and Amid Beis. We'll start from Daflam and Amid Aleph, Ahu Tanuru. Gemara says, Ahu Tanuru, the Tachi Beitichia, there was a Tana which was smeared with some Shuman, Fleishig Shuman. Also, Rabbi Bar Eloi Lemechle, Lerifta Afilu B'Milcha. Rabbi Bar Eloi says, any bread baked in this oven, you're not allowed to eat even with salt. Rashi says it means even alone, just usually to have something. Because maybe you'll eat it with kutach, which is milchix, and the bread is fleishix. That's halacha. That if the bread is fleishix and you're not eating it with milk, chazal asks to eat it altogether, because you might eat it with milk. Now Rabbi Eloi also adds the word la'olam. Rashi says, I feel l'chazav v'husak, and that the Gemara has a kasha, even though the etzem din, the Gemara brings also from the braisa, that ain't tashin is a tana ba'al yivim tashka lapas kula asurim. But the Braisa says, Anchiyasika Satana. But Ha'osika Tana Miyashari. So the halacha of baking the bread in an oven which has fleishig grease in it, that the Braisa says the same thing, and I'll eat this bread even b'milcha, because you might need a b'kutach. But Rabbi Eloi said, La'olam, even if it's Ha'osika Tana. And the Braisa says, Anchiyasika Satana. So Mamela, that's why it's Tiyufta. And the Gemara goes on, that's how come you have to break the Kederes, because it's a Seika Mibuchutz, and not a Seika Mibifnim. And if you want to make a Saka Bifnim, we're afraid the Chayasal Adum Apaka, that's the Gemara. So Taisus asks the Kasha, the Gemara in Chulin says, if you have fish that are on a Fleishiga plate, and were Makabal Tam from the Fleishiga plate, since they were not Makabal Tam directly from the meat, but the meat gave Tam to the plate, and the plate gives Tam to the fish, so that's called Nesen Tam Bar Nesen Tam. It's not a direct Nesen Tam from the meat, it's a Nesen Tam into the plate, and then the plate into the fish. So merely you're allowed to eat them b'kutach. So in fact, Taisus, if the fish, which didn't get the Tam directly from the meat, it received the Tam from the plate, which got the Tam from the meat, is mutter to eat b'kutach, because it's Nesen Tam Bar Nesen Tam. So why by the bread, which is baked in the oven, which has the Tam of the fleshy grease, why is that also? Why don't you say also that you're allowed to eat it b'kutach because it's nice and tam or nice and tam? As a fact, Taisus. So Taisus answers that there's another similar Gemara there in Chulin, which says that if you have a radish which is cut with a fleshig knife, you're not allowed to eat it with kutach. You have the same question. Why don't you say it's nice and tam or nice and tam? Again, the radish didn't get the tam directly from the meat. It was cut with a fleshig knife. So what's the pshat? So he says, there's two pshatim in Rashi, in the Gemara, about the radish that was cut with the fleshig knife. One pshat is that since the radish is very sharp, so it's belaya more. When you have a fish that goes on a fleshig plate, it's not belaya so much. So then you could say the story of nesen tam and nesen tam. But since the radish is very sharp, you're cutting it with a knife, so it's belaya more. So memela, when there's more blia, even though it's not a direct blia, so you don't say, not by not, and it becomes fleshish, and you can't eat it with milk. So he says, l'fizeh, when you have fish that went on a fleshish plate, so then you're allowed to eat it with kutach. But if you have fish that was cooked in a fleshish pot, then you're not allowed to eat it with kutach. Because cooking it in a pot is worse. There's much more tam. So just like we have the yisayid that by the churfa that's named is more tam, who then cooking is more tam than just being on a plate? So therefore, it's you don't say not by not. So the fee is that when you bake bread in an oven which has fleshig blias, which was smeared with meat, so then even though the blias, the tam that was absorbed in the walls of the oven comes out, but since it's not just the plate, it's actually being baked in the oven, so there's more tam, and memela, it's associated with milk. Now, he says there's another pshat in Rashi there, though with the radish, that the pshat in the radish is that the knives aren't too clean, and there's some shamnunis be'en, there's some actual grease on the knife, and that goes into the radish. So it's not nesen tam b'nesen tam, there's actual grease that goes into the radish. So here also, you'll have to say the same pshat, that when you smear an oven with grease, so the actual grease goes into the bread. So Taiz asks the question, so Ibazai, if you wipe it off, or if you burn it out, so then you don't have the grease. So Taiz says, no, you can't really clean it so well. You can't really clean it so well, and that's why it's asr to eat it with milk, and then hu adin will be asr to eat it plain. That's what Taisus says. So come Taisus, have a very sadistic of machlekes, and Taisus, to pshatim, this heter, when you have par of a food, which was makabel tam from a fleishik plate, the Gemara says it remains par, if you let it do with milk. If you cook it in a fleishik pot, according to Taisus, first teretz, you now let it eat with milk, it becomes fleishik. And who would then, if you cook it with a milchik pot, it becomes milchik. And according to Taisus' second teretz, if you cook it in a fleishik pot, it's also going to be pariv. Because it makes no difference if it's cooked or just in the kara. The reason for this gemara is because of the shamnunis ban, just like the reason by the ranish is the shamnunis ban. So that's a very big nafkamin alalacha. If you cook a pariv, a thing in a fleishik pot, are you allowed to eat it with milk or not? There's a machlekes v'sheinim. The Rambam, the Rashi, the Ran, they all hold the smutter, and that's the psak of the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tzadikei, Sev Aleph Amez. But the Ramah, he brings the other svara, he brings the first Eretz HaTaisis, the Rivan b'Shem Rashi, that when it's cooked, you don't say Nesim Tam or Nesim Tam. So if you cook something in a par of a, in a fleishik gepat, or in a milchik gepat, so then it remains either fleishik or milchiks. So Ramah says like this, Ramah says the minig is the chatchila. If it was cooked in a fleishik gepat, you're not allowed to mix it with milk, but the evid, once you mix it with milk, it is mutter. And he also says, all this is when the pat is a ben yema. If the pat was used for fleishik within the last 24 hours, so then, when you cook it, it gives the time into the power of the food and becomes fleishik. But if it wasn't used within 24 hours, any time it's not a ben yema, it's mutter. So that means, if you cook part of a food in a fleishik gepat, and the fleishik gepat wasn't used in 24 hours, the kuli al milan and mix it with milk. Now there's a shtickle shayl in the peskim, the Chachmas Adam says, that's only, let's say you cook the noodles in a fleishik gepat, and now you want to mix cheese into it, that's only, the pshat is, that you weren't planning originally to mix it with cheese. You were planning on using it for fleishik, so for parv, and now you decided you need it for the for milchiks, so then it's mutter. But l'chatchila, you shouldn't use a fleishik gepat to cook part of a food if you're going to be mixing the part of a food of milchiks. The gayin, the biyargah, is mashma even l'chatchila, it's mutter. Baal Gabbana, that's a tuturitzim in Taisus. And like we said, it's a nafkamina l'alacha. It's takatushitis in Shulchan Aruch. The mechava paskins, it's mutter. It remains parav. And the Ramah is machma l'chatchila al Gabbanim to treat it as fleishiks. Now, the Mechonim asks a gevaldige shayla. Taisa's second teretz is that as far as the blias are concerned, we say it's not bernat. So what's the problem? The problem is the ben. You have the shuman ben, and you can't really clean it off well. It doesn't get cleaned off too well. So the Rebbe Chanan asks a kasha in this nusach. He says, but what do you mean? If you husak katana, of course it gets burnt off. Rabbi Loi is clearly only answering it because any eitzim day for loyalam. But it's not because of the Shuman ban. Why won't Husa Katana work to make the Shuman ban? Prima Gondam also asks it. Prima Gondam is a little bit Shalom and Kaim, it's in Simon Tzadik Zayin, and the Mishpat Zayzav, Eiz Dalit. And he also asked in the same Nusach. Of course, when you Husa Katana, so of course all the Shuman is gone. I wouldn't think this Kash is so Mukhruch. Taisus to me is Mashma that Rabbi Bar Eloi held that you can't clean it off, even Ayyadeh Hesek. That's what Taisus is Mashma. Taisus asks the Kasha. He says that if it's because of the Shamnun, it's a here, Kevish and Skaneach, Atanu Yafo, Yusuk Pamacheris, Amai Usul Eichel Bekubach. In other words, you don't have any Shamnun is Ben because it was Miskaneach or Husak. V'yesh Leimah, the Shumash Alcheish Eichel Kaneach Yafo. It sounds like even I de Hesek. That's what it sounds like to me from Taisus. But what is Shver is like this. The Hemshech and the Gemara is Shver. Because the Gemara asks the Kasha. V'chmiachi Taisus, the Rabbi Eloi, Kideiris HaPesach, Lami Yishavru. Once Rabbi Loi is agishlagged, and now we know that Husak works, so why do you have to break the Kederis of Pesach? The Gemara says there's a chilah between metal and cheres. That's from our first teretz. Metal can work al dehesek, cheres can't. And there's another teretz, even if they're both cheres, zehesek b'fnim zehesek b'chutz, that if you have the hesek inside the kli, it works for cheres, and if not, it doesn't work for cheres. Now the pants, Taisus never says that pots can't be cleaned. The whole Gemara that makes the chil between matches and cheres, between a seker b'fnim and a seker b'chutz, is clearly talking about the blias. Especially we're talking about pots. Pots you can clean. We're talking about the blias, and the whole chiltin, matkas and chayrus, is talking about blias l'chayrus, and saving the chiltin hesek mithnim and hesek b'chutz. But here's the problem. Even if Rabbi Bar Eloi would answer it because of the Shuman Ben, but that we don't pass like Rabbi Eloi, because the Shuman Ben hesek works. But now you have a kasha kederis of Pesach, very simple. Here, if it wouldn't be for the Shuman Ben, as far as the blias, we say not Bernat. The blias of mutter, the fleshus, and fleshic blias, it goes into the tanner, it's not a direct blias from the meat, so since it's heter, not bernat, you only say it by heter. By fleshus or milchus, you say not bernat. Whenever it's not a direct blias, so you say it doesn't carry further. If it's iser, if you have chazer or nevela, so even not bernat is us, and same thing with chametz. By chametz, clearly, even nezen time and nezen time, it's us. The Gemara never asked the kasha about that. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The Tanur, we're not worried about the Blias. The Blias are nice and time and nice and time. We're only worried about the Shuman Ben. The Shuman Ben, Hesek, according to the Bryce, at least takes it off. Mashenka and the Kedarius worry about the Blias. The Blias, the Klicharis, Klicharis, the Blias stay in. Why did the Gemara have to make a chiluk to Matchis and Chairis between the sake of Fnir, sake of Bechutz? Make a partial chiluk. Ben, Hesek works. But Blias, Hesek doesn't work. So here, by Fleishiks, with his din of nice and time and nice and time, so Hesek works, because they only worry about the Ben. Mashiach and Chametz is no din of nice and time, but nice and time. If you have a Chametz to Gepar, which is completely clean, and you cook it on Pesach, of course it's Aser. So the Rishayim here really asked the Kasha. Rabbeinu Davin asked the Kasha, and he says, that I see from this Gemara, that even by Fleishiks and Milchiks, if we're dealing with Bishul, you don't say nice and time, but nice and time, like Shittas Rashi, like the first Teretz of Taisus. Forget. Rabbeinu Davin is asking this Kasha, and being Machwiyach from this Kasha, the first Teretz of Taisus. But the Chiddush Aran also asks the Kasha, he brings the Teretz from the Ramban, that Rav himself holds that Nesan Tam and Nesan Tam is Aser. That's the Gemara in Chulin. Rav personally holds that Nesan Tam and Nesan Tam is Aser. So that's the Kasha and Rav Lashitasa. Of course, Ludi Dun, we wouldn't have a Kasha. Once you burned out the oven, you destroyed the Shuman, and the Mela, that's why it's Mutter. And Kedaris, that is a problem of Tam. But Rav himself holds that Nesan Tam and Nesan Tam is Aser. So why would Rav hold Hesek works? Elamai, it's not even a Nesan Tam by Nesan Tam. It takes away all the Blias. So on Rav, we have the Kashik Teis of Pesach, Yeshaver. So you could stem this with Teisus. Teisus wanted to say in Rabbi Bar Eloi, Rabbi Eloi didn't want to say Goshav the Loi Libid Hilchasa. Rabbi Bar Eloi is the Pshat that it was also Shuman Ben, and that the Gemara said the Hesek works. But the Gemara that discussed what's the difference between Taner and Kedeiris, that was going according to Shittas Rav. Shittas Rav is nice in time, but nice in time is Aser. And Memele, the Shittas Rav, you have to say that the Hesek works to remove all the Blias, and that was the Gemara's Kasha. And now let's go right up. The Gemara goes on, and the reason why you can't do the Hesek by the Klicheris is because you're afraid that it might break, and by a Buchya, which you're not afraid it'll break, then you could fill it up with coals, and then it'll be Mutter. Now Ravina asked the Kasha to Rav Ashi Shaila, what do you do with knives on Pesach? So Rav Ashi told him he gets new ones, and Ravina says, oh, okay, you could afford new ones, fine, what should everyone else do? He says he does a Ke'en Charati. He makes them like new. Katayu Betina. First he puts the handles in mud, Rashi says, to make sure they don't burn, and that way he could put the parzalayu with the metal benura in fire, and the Mela, you have the fire libun on the knife. And then afterwards, he does more than that. He takes the handles and puts them in hot water, in boiling water, to make hagolah. See, the Ran explains like this, that really, use the knife for two things. You can use the knife sometimes on the actual fire, like a shbud, like a spit for roasting things. You can use the knife for that. And then, you would need libun. Also, you can use the knife, because you use it for hot water. You put it in a keli that was heated up, that was cooked. So as far as the tashmish for the fire, that doesn't reach the handle. So you do a libun only on the blade. You don't have to do any libun on the handle because that doesn't reach the handle. But the tashmish that's used with hot water, that goes on the handle as well. So that's why the agola has to also include the handle. So the Ran says like this. The Ran says, you see from here, that if you use only part of a keli, you only have to do the hechsher, agola or libun, only on that part of the keli. He brings that some of Farshim say that the way. Some of Farshim say that when you have a metal keli, you say cham eksase cham kulay, and therefore you have to imakshah the whole thing. So how come here it works? Here you're only doing libun on the blade. You're not doing libun on the handle. So he said, because it works kusan agala. But the man says, no. If you would need libun on the whole thing, so then you need libun on the handle also. You wouldn't be able to agala. So it must be that you only have to be machshir the part of the keli which was used. You don't have to be machshir any other part. So this machlekes is brought in the Torah, in the Shulchan Aruch, and Yerideya, in Simin Kufchaf Aleph, Sivav, and there are all passages like the Rad. And when you machshir kelim, you have to machshir the part that was used. Anyway, but the Gemara says, L'maisa, you don't need libun. L'maisa, the Gemara says, it's good enough with hot water and a kli rishon. So, all the Rishayim, Taisa, the Mask of Hilchus, and other Rishayim have a problem that the Tesefta of Adizara says that Hashbud, Va'askala, Va'asakin, Malamnim Ba'ar. When you have a spit or a grate or a knife, you have to do libun and fire. And here it says you don't. Here it says Hagol is good enough. So there are two sheetahs how to answer this question. One sheetah holds that there is no chil between Hilchus Pesach. You find Hekshah Kalim in two places. You find Hekshah Kalim, Chamasik Kalim by Pesach. And you find it when you buy it from a guy. And the first sheet does is no chiluk. It's exactly the same din heksher when you buy kalim from a guy or when you match them for Pesach. So what's the chat? So some Rishayim say that the Seft is a Shabeshta. We're not going to his knives. The Rif, when he brings down this Gemara about a knife to do Hagala, and he also brings down the Sefta, and he just brings Shput and Askala. Doesn't bring knives. So the Chayr, the Rif, and this is what the Rishayim and Medayik, he wasn't going to Sakinim. He was going to just put an askala. So Stam, there's no such thing that a saka needs libun. It doesn't. Well, now Taisus makes a chilik between long knives and short knives. That long knives he used for roasting meat, like a spit. So male, that's why I need libun. But short knives, you don't use it for fire. But some Mishanim say even long knives, even though you occasionally use them for roasting, and it's mashuay, because Rav Ashi said you need libun. If they never use it for the fire, why would Rav Ashi say you need libun? But the point is, you sometimes use it on the fire. But the Ran says that you say, all kelim you go by seroyiv tashmisha. He says, the Gemara says in the Vaidazara, that every keli which you use for cold water, you wash it with cold water. And a keli used for hot water, you do agala, you cash it with hot water, boiling water. And a keli that you use on a fire, you do libun, you put it in a fire, mamish, and you make it red hot. So he says, let's say, right, the Gemara says that the cups, kaisis, lechis, kitainis, you use with cold water, so you just have to wash it off. So Zakhtaran, what, you never use it for hot water? Sometimes you use it for hot water. But Raif Tashmishan is cold water, that's what he says. He also said that when the Gemara said eitz parer, the Gemara says that eitz parer, magila b'reiskin. The Gemara right afterwards, that eitz parer, that's like a wood they use for stirring the pot, So you make it with boiling water. So the way the Ran learns the Gemara, Eitz Parah Magila B'Reishchen U'B'Kli Rishon K'Sava K'Bayla Kach Belte. So the Ran says like this. What it means is that when you stir the pot, you generally speaking, don't stir what's on the fire. So who within the Agola doesn't have to be on the fire? The Agola could be by a Kli Rishon even off the fire. That's what it means. So Zak the Ran, but occasionally you stir it on the fire. He said, it doesn't matter. You go with a Reif Tashmishai. Rabbeinu Peres is similar about Eitz Parah. He says that the Chiddush Gemara is it helps Hagol, even though sometimes you use it directly on the fire. But you go with a Reif Tashmishai. So it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Taf Nun Aleph, Lagad Behechsha Kalim for Pesach. You go with a Reif Tashmishai. Now, Lechaira it's fair, because Lechaira, even if you use it once, you should need Akshara. Right? So if you use it once, with hot water, or use it once on the fire, so why would you leave them because of the one time? Chetzapela. Now the Beis Yosef at the end of Siman Taf Nun Aleph brings from the Rashba, which the Chayr is bavarning this thing, and the Rashba says, really, if it's not a Ben Yema, it doesn't answer. Really, if it's not a Ben Yema Midaraisa, if it wasn't used in the last 24 hours, it's nice in time of Gam, Midaraisa, you're allowed to use it. It's Xavier Derabbanan that you're not allowed to use it. So there weren't Geyser unless it's Reiv Teshmishai. But l'chayr, it's a bissel shver, right? You have a problem in the kitchen. One time, you had a place you could pat. One time, you used it for milchiks. Right? It's one time. And now it's not a ben yemei. The halacha is, you have to makshir it. If you used it on the fire, you have to do libun. If you used it, right? If one time you had a spit, which was a place you could spit, one time you put cheese on it, and you did it on the fire, now you need libun. Even though it's one time. That's halacha. Even though midiraisa you don't, midiraisa if it's not a benyayim, it's mutter. But midrabanan you have to. Right? If you have a pot, and one time you used it for milchiks, you have to do hagala. So when you bought the keli from the guy, and you know that the guy one time used it for hot water, we're saying you don't have to. You go with the Reif Tishmisha. What's the chilek? What's the chilek exactly? So I saw in the Igros Meishar, Chaim Chelakei, he has a geis on the Shulchan Aruch at the end of Simon Lam and Aleph. So he asks his kasha, and he says like this. He says, the svara is because that there were geyser, a ben yaymai, atu ein a ben yaymai, is a din in the gavra. It's a din, the person can't use it. We don't allow a person to use a keli, which is ein a ben yaymai, we're afraid he might use a ben yaymai. So whenever a person buys a keli from a guy, so we don't say wait 24 hours and use it. We're afraid you won't wait 24 hours. But we do say you go bus a rave to shmishai. Because that already, he won't come to making a mistake. He won't come to making a mistake. You go bus a rave to shmishai. That alone, you're safe that he's not going to be able to, he won't use it for anything that's really treif. Mashen came when you make a mistake in the kitchen. So you have to do the hechsher, I'll feel the mistake that you made. There's no such thing as rave to shmishai. You can't now say, well, since I'll be rave, you used it now. Once it's rave, you got to be makshir it. And you can't wait 24 hours. Gzeir ben yamet, any ben yamet. So since the gzeir is on the gavra, so when you're dealing with something like chametz of Pesach, or you're dealing with something like buying a kli from a guy, you allowed to go bus a rave to shmishai. That alone is enough for chazal to make sure you don't use the ben yamet. Mashen Kane, when you using a keli and you just use the issa one time, it needs that heksha which is for that time. So like we said, the Mechaber, Simen Tafnan Aleph Sivav, brings his din the Yigobas Arev Tishmishay, and the Ramah says, Yesh Mechmirim, that if you have a kli chametz which you one time used for heat, you have to do agolo. Well, you one time use it on the fire, you have to liban. He says, Yesh Mechmirim, you don't do Arev Hakshayra. And the Taz says, that's the minig. So the Igros Meishah explains, because it's really a tifa svara. It's really a tifa svara. It's hard to understand why is it, Lamashal, if you had a Pesach to Gekeli, and one time it got used for chametz, then you're going to need the proper hechsher. Mashenken a chametz to Gekeli, which you use for chametz all the time, and one time you use it for even for hat, or for on the fire, then you don't need a hechsher for that. So it's a tifa svara. Most people want to be able to understand the svara. That's why they were machmer. Let's take the Igros Meishah. Very interesting. Now this is all the first teretz, the first pshat in the Rishonim. That the pshat is, like we said, that there is no chilek between chametz of Pesach and a kli you buy from a guy. The reason why a knife does not need libun is because a knife is not generally used on the fire. Like we say, you go bas a rave to shmishai. It could be the knife by when you buy from a guy, must have a long knife, which is used on the fire, or could be an akari step, but that's one pshat. But Taisus brings another shita. He says, Ayin yesh chalak bein heteru bala bein isura bala. That when you buy a keli from a guy, it's isura bala. So Mel, that's why I need libun. Mashen came by chametz, it's a teira bala. The Raivan holds this way, the Rishonim bring it. So a big discussion there, and also in the Rishonim in the end of Masechta Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says it's chilek. The Gemara says it's chilek lagabi the shpur chitzelim by shlomim. That when you have a spit which you use for the shlomim, you say, kol yoyim nasagil lechavere, whatever it is, because it's a teira bala, or more mekel when you makshir. When you have a spit which you use for roasting shlamim, so the pshat was, even though the shlamim becomes nicer after 2 days, right? The shlamim you can eat for 2 days and a night. So when you roast the shlamim on the second day, so it becomes nicer, right? That's the problem. So the Gemara says, since it's a teira bala, so we assume that when you used it again, it became a gil. But it's only because it's a teira bala. That's what the Gemara says. So you see that since at the time they used it, it was mutter, it becomes also later, so you say a teir bala. So that's what the Raivit says, same thing with chametz. When you use the keli for chametz, at that time it was mutter. So melam, you say a teir bala. Now this is very negaya, because let's say the Raivit would hold that any keli which you used al yidei ar, you don't need libun. That's what the Raivit would hold. That's what the second teretz of teretz would hold. You never need libun. Because since it's a teir bala, by a teir bala you never need libun, agal is good enough. But according to the first teretz, and Kamer Rishonim all the way, no. If it was taka used on they are, you do need libun. Sakin is different because it's not considered to be used on they are. So the Ramban says, no, chametz is not called a teir bala. because it's Shmaya Lav, he says. It's Shmaya Lav even before Pesach. It's not called the Teira Bola. That's in the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. It's Simon Tafn and Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the Chumra, like the Ramban, the Chametz is not called the Teira Bola. The Mishnah Berurah there, Sefkat and Lamed Beis, he brings Mamakam Hefsin Meruba and Meniyas Simchus Yantif, and it's Eina Ben Yema, you could consider a Teira Bola, and Melam, it will be good enough Agola. So, I once heard from my Rebbein that the Pshat in the Machlekes is, it's a Lamdash of Machlekes. How does Chametz of Pesach work? Chametz is mutter the whole year, and on Pesach it becomes Asir. Is that the Pshat that when Pesach comes, and now it's Chal and Isser on the Chametz, before the Chametz had no Isser on it, and then when Pesach comes, it's Chal and Isser on it. That's a Teir Bola, just like the Kachim. Before it becomes Nicer, it's mutter to eat. Now it becomes Nicer, it's Chal and Isser Nicer. If someone tummy touches kachim, it's chal isa tummy. When Pesach comes, it's chal and isa Pesach on the chametz. Oh no, chametz and Pesach, nothing changed with the chametz when it became Pesach. Chametz is always aser, but it's aser on Pesach. The iser of chametz is to eat it on Pesach. It's not the pshat that when Pesach comes, it's chal and isa on the davar heter. Chametz has an iser in it. What's the iser of chametz? The whole yid has an iser. What is the Isser? The Isser is not to eat it. The Isser is to eat it on Pesach. So that's not called the Teir Bola. The Isser that the Chametz had, the Isser of eating on Pesach had all the time. Nothing changed with the Chametz. Chametz always remains a constant. What is the din with Chametz? Is Chametz Aser or Mutter? Chametz is Aser. It's Aser, but it's not Aser to eat. It's Aser to eat on Pesach. So it's not the pshat on Pesach is chal and iser to eat. It's not that before Pesach chametz is mutter to eat, period. And after, when it comes Pesach, then a new thing happens, the chametz goes aser to eat. No. Chametz is always mutter the whole year round. It's always aser on Pesach. That's the din of chametz. See, there's a Rashi early in Daf Chaf Hei that the Gemara there talks about Shasa Kesher. Rashi has a discussion. What does it mean, Shasa Kesher? It brings a Rishonim that say that Shasa Kesher means it had a Shasa Kesher even after it came lechal iser. So Rashi says, how would that work with Chametz of Pesach? Rashi says, Chametz of Pesach didn't have a Shasa Kesher after it came Lechal Isser, because once it came Pesach, it was Asir. It never had a time when it was Mutter after it came Lechal Isser. But the other Rishayim he brought held, no, the Chametz of Pesach is called, it has a Shasa Kesher. Why? Teretz says, because it was Chametz, and it was still Mutter. Because the Rishayim hold that Chametz is always Asir. But still, you will have to eat it because the chametz had a shasa kasher. It was chametz, had a din chametz, shmaya lav, like the Ramban says. But that's why it's called the shasa kasher. Machlokes Rashi and Yishein, it would seem like the machlokes Ramban and the Raivin. The Rashi holds that there is no issa till it becomes Pesach. It's not it's bechal not called chametz. And a new chalais issa is chal when it's Pesach. Hashem and Yishein that he brought hold. No, chametz is shmaya lav. Chametz is always has an issa chametz. It's just. You're allowed to eat it. The Issa Chametz is only not to eat it on Pesach. Okay, one more Indian. The Gemara brings down the halacha, a Torah idal kechayr sheni eitzim day for leilam. That's what the Gemara brought, that the mani de kunya, since you could see the obeleya, since the obeleya, so a Torah idal kechayr sheni eitzim day for leilam, that it never, the bleas never go out of a klichayrs. So today's asakasha, it's mavur in the Gemara in Zvachim, that if you take a klichayrs, which is has bleas in it, and you put it back in the furnace, so then it's then the bleas go out. So why does the Gemara say it's any eighth of a day for la'ilam? If you put it in a furnace, it works. And he says the Gemara hears mavura that way. The Gemara says that when you husa kataner, it works. And the Gemara says, so why did Rav say kederis of Pesach yishaver? So the Gemara says because it's a seikah mechutz, and if you mali gumri, if you fill it up with coals, it's good. So what's the pshat? I in the Yetzim Deif Elohim. Shabbat time says that it's not considered Yetzim Yefya because once you do Hesek in it, it becomes a new Keli. That's how Klicheris work. The way you make Klicheris is you put it into a furnace, so it becomes a whole new Keli. Now Taisus is Mavur, and he answers this Kasha for Hesekim Bifnim as well. So Taisus is Mavur, that when you want to make a new keli out of klicheris, whether you put it in a furnace, or whether you fill it up with coals, it becomes a new keli. The only reason why filling up with coals doesn't work is that the Gemara says, Yichai, it's a lay, but it becomes a new keli. The Rosh is Mavur, that there's a chilik. When you put it into kivshainis, a furnace, then it becomes a new keli. But when you put in the coals, he also doesn't become a new keli. You see, the Rosh brings the Avi Ezri, that says that putting a klicheris in kivshainis would work, And he asked the kasha, so why did Rav say kederes of Pesach Yishaver? Why can't you just put it into kevshenis? So he answers, that means Yishaver. When you put it into kevshenis, it's like a whole new keli. So it's like you broke the first keli and started again. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Fill it up with coals. That's a new keli. So he says, no. If you put it in kevshenis, it's a new keli. But if you do a hesek, that's not called the new keli. So the Gemara can't ask the kasha and Rav, put it back in the kishon. That's a new keli. That is breaking it. But the Gemara could ask a kasha and Rav, filled up with coals. Because that's not called a new keli. So you see, a machlekes is Taisus in the Rush. Taisus holds that any time you, whether you put it in the kivshan or whether you fill it up with coals, it's all called a new keli. And the Rush is no. Putting it in the kivshan, that's called a new keli. Masheng and filling up the coals, not called a new keli. You see, the Rishayim say it's not so shred the Rush's kasha. No one's going to take the Kli Charis and put it back in the kivshan. They might as well get new ones. It's the same price. That's what the Rishayim say. Filling up with coals is a kasha. Putting it back in the kivshan, no one's going to put it in the kivshan. You might as well get a new kelim. That's what the Rishayim say. Al Kolpanim. Taisus goes on. He asks the kasha at the end of Taisus. It says, well, in the time of Yishla Hakshais, when you have an oven that became tameh, if you're telling me it's a new keli, so why do you have to break it into three parts? Why don't you just fire it up? Make a hesek, and now it's a new keli. So the Rashba says, no, a kandera, a pot, that's called the new keli, because normally you don't fire it up. It's not the normal thing. So if you put it back into the kivshan, and the chayor huadini means if you fill it up with coals, it's called the new keli, and it's not tameh anymore. But an oven, since you always fire it up, so male, it's not called panim chadashis. You can't say every time you use the oven, it's a new keli. That's why you have to break it. So the Marsha says, at Taisus means linyan tum, it's not called a new keli. Linyan tum, you have to break it. Linyan iser, the Gemara says hesek works. It's a first Gemara. So Taisus says, for iser, of course, the hesek works. But to be called a new keli, that's only by a kedeir, which that's not the derech. Atana, it's a derech. So then, it's not called a new keli. So therefore, a kedeir, if you go and do a hesek b'fnim, which you never do, so then it's a new keli, both for Isser and for Tumma. You don't have to break it, and that's what it means in Yesed Eifel Eilam, that it always becomes a new keli. But a tanur, then for Isser becomes, it's Mutter Taka, it's Yetzay, but it's not a new keli. Magavram says it's also, Simen Taf Nadal of Sifkat and Dalad, that Avada, when Taisus says that a tanur doesn't become a new keli, it means Lagabe Tumma. But Lagabe Isser, Avada, it does work. So Bechanan says, so then Taisus Kasha goes back, is Hadra Kusha's Taisus Duchta. Taisus Kasha was, a Kli Charis could lose its bleed, so what's Taisus Teres? If you put a band of Kivshainis, it becomes a new Keli. But by a Tana, you don't have that. A Tana is a Kli Charis, and you could remove the bleed of a Tana without it becoming a Panam Chadash, it's not a Hesek. So you have the same Kasha. As I picked up Bechanan, I don't think it's so schwer, because I think this is what the Marsha is saying, that the Gemara's rule of Hatayra Idal Kli Cheres, Shani Yates of Deif Lailam, is going on a Keli, not a Tanner. You learn that from the Pasuk, Kli Cheres is Shetvushal by Yeshaver, Vim Kli Nechayshis who Amarik Meshut of Amayim, that Kli Nechayshis helps Agola, and Kli Cheres doesn't help Agola. There's no way to get it. You have to break it. It doesn't talk about a Tanner. A Tanner, you do have an Eitzah, you could do Hesek. A Keli, even though you could do Hesek, then it'll become a new Keli. But the Pshat is, the din of any Eitzah that Keli was said by a Keli, not by a Tanner. But I saw somebody ask on the Rush. The Rush says, like we mentioned, that even by a Keli, when you do Kivshainis, the Rush says, that's called Panim Chadashis. But when you do Hesek, it's not called Panim Chadashis. But I think it's not Shreya, because the Rush never asked Taisus Kasha, that how could you tell me any Yetzir Deif Lailam, it's Yetzir Deif Lailam, it's Yetzir Deif Lailam, Taisus never asked that Kasha. I think the Rosh held it wasn't so schwer. The Rosh held that Yetzir Deif Lailam is Lav Dafka. Doesn't mean Lailam. Al Yidei Hesek B'fnim, it does work, and that won't be called the Panim Chadashis to feed the Rosh. Taisus was bothered. Taisus held the Gemara was Dafka. That a Kli Cheres, there is no way to get out the Blias. You could do Hesek. Taisus, that's a new Keli. By a Tanner, you could do Hesek. Yeah, the Tanner wasn't about a Tanner. A Tanner and a Chirami. A Tanner, you could get rid of the bleeds without making a new Keli. A Keli is that way. But the Rosh Hashanah, even a Keli could get rid of the bleeds without making it a new Keli. And Yetzir Deif Lailam just means you can't do Agala. Leaven would work. So Mel, it's not Shvei. The Rosh Taka holds that Hesek Bifnim doesn't make it into a new Keli.